This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And we're back here on WWL. Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, taking you up till 8 p.m. We're going to go over to the Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, get more into this severe weather threat the New Orleans and South Louisiana are looking at over the next few days. We're going to bring in Conlon Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for New Orleans. Conlon, thanks so much for the time. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, how you doing, Jeff?
Good, good, good. You know, so why don't you give us the rundown? You know, what is the city kind of expecting? What are we preparing for over the next few days from a pumps perspective, from a flooding perspective?
Yeah, so fortunately right now, a lot of this is going to the north for the city. But, I mean, obviously neighbors in from Baton Rouge to the North Shore should be very aware right now because there's a lot of weather, you know, that's started to come through that area. But behind what we're seeing right now on the North Shore is a larger kind of tail that's swinging all the way down through Texas. And I think more so tonight, overnight, and tomorrow morning, you know, they're calling for anywhere from 4 to 6 inches of rain through Thursday. But localized rain could go up to 10 inches, according to the Weather Service. So, you know, that all depends on whether we get that, you know, 4 to 6 inches in 2 hours or over the course of a day and a half. I think we can handle it. It's when it, you know, all comes within an hour or two that we start to have issues because it overwhelms the system. You know, I spoke with Sewage and Water Board. Obviously, you know, both in Jefferson Parish and in Orleans, they've been talking about, you know, trying to catch up with some of the, you know, catch basin cleaning. If you can manage that, just to help out by looking in your neighborhood around your residence, and if you have any debris just on the outside of the grill or the grates of that catch basin, that certainly can help with making sure that the water can drain. If it's something larger in Orleans, we certainly encourage you to call 311 and get DPW to get a vacuum truck out, or excuse me, Sewage and Water Board to get a vacuum truck out there, because they are now cleaning catch basins, and they've had trucks on duty throughout this. They have 88 of 93 pumps working. It appears that the most of the pumps, so there's one on the West Bank in Algiers, but the majority of those that are out are in New Orleans East. They do have, you know, each station has more than one pump, and some of those that are technically down on their list are available for emergency use. I know that they've been pumping down canals, you know, pretty rigorously because we've had some notice on this, at least a day and a half. We've kind of seen this coming, and so they've been pumping down the canals so they can take in a lot more water from the streets. But again, this is one of those situations where, you know, if we get enough rain over a short period of time tomorrow and into Thursday, you know, we could have some street flooding issues. And so it's always wise to, when, you know, in these rainstorms, if you can avoid being on the roads, that's the best thing. But if you are on the roads, just to be, you know, extra careful, particularly around areas that tend to collect water, like, you know, under underpass locations. There's 12 of them around the city. We do have them marked with signs and flashing lights when the water gets, you know, above 4 inches at the bottom of those. which is certainly advisable to not drive under those, you know, and we'll also send out NOPD or the fire department, whoever can get there first, to actually put out barricades to block those streets. So that's kind of where we're at right now. We've got our team here in the office monitoring this, and we're just going to continue to, you know, if we have to make some decisions about any type of, you know, alterations to scheduling for government employees or for schools, we're going to do that. And then we've also lifted neutral ground parking restrictions through Thursday at 7 p.m. So, you know, if you can get your car and park your car overnight tonight on higher ground, just to make sure in case rain comes through overnight tonight, that's going to be the best thing.
Yeah, you got through a lot there. You know, obviously we're heading into hurricane season, you know, and starts June 1st. But you know, how is kind of the feeling around the pumping system at this point? I know you said 88 of 93 available. You know, and I know power generation is always a question that comes into that conversation. Where are we from that perspective? I know there's a new substation that should be online in the next few months.
Telling you, I'm excited about that. You know, I'm waiting for it. And I think they're, you know, I've talked with energy, I've talked with sewage and water board, they're on track. And I'd really like to see that for June 1st. You know, obviously the historical start of hurricane season, but definitely when we're starting to get into the dog days of August and September and October, I want that new power station to be up and running, and I'm really looking forward to that, because what that's going to do is you know to have a direct line, a hardened, resilient direct feeder into that Carrollton water plant is going to be a game changer for how power is managed around the system. And to your point, the power is usually the issue. When we say 88 of 93 pumps and those types of things, obviously we want 93 of 93, but stuff happens. Pumps go down. They require a lot of maintenance. And so there's a little bit of redundancy in that system as far as like every pump station has multiple pumps that can work. And so, you know, obviously I want to see as many of those working as possible, but what really I think drives the issues that we have and that we've had in the past is the power situation. When commercial power gets lost and we have to rely on the, on, you know, turbines and diesel generators and those types of things to run the system. So this new West Power Complex is going to be a huge benefit for the city, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm as big a history buff as the next guy, but not when it comes to you know, power generators from the 1900s, right?
Right, right.
All right, thanks so much, Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Preparedness, getting us ready for the severe weather.
I just say, and I always remind people, ready.nola.gov. We also have our NOLA Ready app that you can get on all, on both iOS and Android, that has a lot of, it has the sewage and water board's pump dashboard and energy outages, everything all on one app. And then you can also sign up for alerts by texting NOLA Ready, one word, to 77295, and we'll be updating throughout this event.
You heard it there, ready.nola.gov. Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Preparedness for the City of New Orleans. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.